Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, this week, we're going to talk with Jonathan Mosen, who's actually been on this show a number of times, about some of the new features in JAWS, and he'll be demonstrating some of those features for you.
We'll start with talking about the flexible web, and then later in the show, we'll get into the new vocalizer voices, improvements to the text analyzer, convenient OCR, and many more exciting improvements. But first to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, often it's worth the expense to upgrade to the latest release of a software product that you use. And of course, this week's show is all about the example of that, JAWS 14.
And of course, the easy way to do that is to go to the Freedom Scientific site, www.freedomscientific.com, and search for their Software Maintenance Agreement, or SMA as they call it. And for an annual fee, you can be eligible for releases of the new JAWS every year. I've been using JAWS for ages, and I always think, boy, this program's as good as it's going to be. It does everything I need it to do. And then they come up with some new features, and I think, wow, that's pretty cool.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll meet Jonathan Mosen. I know we've had you on this show a couple of times before, but can you introduce yourself again anyway?
I'm Jonathan Mosen, and I'm Vice President of Blindness Hardware Product Management for Freedom Scientific.
And you are visually impaired, right?
Yes, I'm totally blind.
And what was the cause of that?
It's a condition called Norrie's syndrome.
Now, Jonathan didn't mention some of the other things he does, but he's also the host of Freedom Scientific's FSCast, and he also on the side runs Mushroom FM, which is a cooperative radio station.
And why do they call it Mushroom FM?
Because they're the fun guys.
There you go.
So we mentioned he's been on the show before. He's actually been on several times and prior appearances, and this was mostly when the show was still called Viewpoints, same show, just a new name now is Eyes on Success. He was on in episodes 1211 and 1212, where we gave highlights from the CSUN 2012 conference, and 1311 and 1312, same thing from this year's CSUN conference, 1238 and 39, where we talked about portable braille displays, and he demonstrated the Freedom 14 and Freedom 40. And another one of his passions is using social media, and we had him on in a pair of shows, 1240 and 1241. Jonathan explained how somebody with little or no vision can use lots of different types of social media.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is Flexible Web, a new and powerful tool in JAWS 14 that makes it much more efficient for people using a screen reader to navigate web pages.
So we wanted to talk a bit about some of the new features in JAWS 14, and it sounds like there were a bunch of them, and we thought maybe you could give us some highlights.
No problem at all. Well, let's start with the big one, I think. There are lots of good things in JAWS 14, and one of the things that we focus on very strongly is productivity, because when you're trying to be effective on the job, every second adds up. And I think sometimes we don't appreciate that a sighted person can just glance at the screen and get things done very efficiently. And so what we need to do in JAWS in a very competitive job market is give people the tools to be productive. And we've succeeded in doing more of that in 14. One of the big features, of course, that has had a lot of people talking on the email lists and the social networks is the flexible web feature. And this is a feature based on the fact that we were thinking about how complex the web has now become. It's a busy place. And with the social media sites really taking off it's not uncommon for you to go to a site where you just want to read a newspaper article or some piece of reference material. And you will find a lot of material there about sharing this on Facebook and Twitter and post it to Google Plus. And then sometimes, depending on the website, you might find some frames with ads of various descriptions. And getting to the content that really matters can take some time and a lot of use of navigation quick keys. So what we wanted to do was create an environment where the user can decide exactly how a web page looks within JAWS and what they choose to see and what they don't. And with flexible web, you can go to a website and you can say, look, on this particular site, I don't want to see the ads. I don't want to see the social networking widgets. And I want to read starting from this particular part of the page. Once you've configured that, it means that you can go from article to article, just press enter on the link that you want, and JAWS will start reading exactly from where you need it to start reading without all of the other superfluous stuff getting in the way. It's a huge time saver and it's a major breakthrough. And you can do that on a site-by-site basis, or you can make some global decisions. So you can say, for example, look, these Google ads really get in my way on any site that I see them. And from now on, I would like you to hide those Google ads. And you can do that. You can test to find out what impact all that has. And then you can save what you've set up for future reference. And you can do it on a browser-by-browser basis. So what you might want to do, for example, is say set up Internet Explorer as your primary flexible web browser so that you can go to the various sites in IE and get the most efficient experience possible. But if you want to quickly check what's going on with the site uncustomized, then you can use Firefox perhaps, and you can turn flexible web off at any time with a simple keystroke. So you can find out what the site's like with it on and without it on. So there's a lot of power in there.
Let me tell you, I can see I would love the option of not having to see all the ads and all the widgets and all the extraneous stuff that frankly is very distracting.
Yeah. As I say, the web is a busy place and we want to make it as user-friendly as possible. One of the things that I did on the FS cast when we demonstrated flexible web is I went through on a site that I visit a lot here in New Zealand. It's a forum for IT professionals and people interested in information technology. And that site, you get a lot of quotes on that forum. You get ads, but you also get quotes where you go to a new post and somebody quotes the previous post, but often people are lazy about the way that they quote. And so it's not just the previous post that they quote, but it's the whole jolly thread that they quote. And you've got to move through that to get to the new text at the bottom of all the quoted text. Now, there are JAWS keys to do that. You can use a greater than symbol to quickly jump past the block quote text. But it is so much easier with flexible web to just say, on this page, hide all block quoted text so that I just get to see the new material that's posted. And there are all kinds of features like that. So by the time we finished with this website, it was like it was designed for blind people and a very simple site to navigate and get the information that you want.
So you gave a great overview of flexible web here. And as you said, you've done some of these demos for your FSCast podcast that you do monthly. And we're now going to play a short clip from the demo you did on flexible web. I must say, I learned a lot from listening to the details of the podcast, but here are some highlights.
First of all, let's take a look at the frames on this page, because often frames are used to embed content that can distract from the reading experience. Sometimes you get ads in frames, other times they're used for widgets, such as sharing on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. So I'm going to use the navigation quick key M to see what's in these frames.
Advertisement frame.
Well, there we go. There's an advertisement frame right there. Let's press M to go to the next one.
Ad frame.
Another ad frame.
Ads by Quigo frame, 100%. Ad frame. Wrapping to top, ad frame.
So all of these frames have ads in them, and they can be distracting. Let's see if we can ask Flexible Web to get rid of them. To invoke the Flexible Web wizard, we press the JAWS key with space followed by X. So this is a JAWS layered command. You will be familiar with those. We use them for ResearchIt, for convenient OCR, and a bunch of other new JAWS features.
Space.
And now X.
Flexible Web dialog. Create a new customization radio button. Chat. 1 of 5.
Now we're in the flexible web at Wizard. The other thing I'd like to make clear right from the beginning is that we've spent a lot of time with the context-sensitive help in flexible web. So you can't break anything permanently, and if you need a little bit of help on the way, remember that you can press the JAWS key with F1. What are the other controls in this dialog? Well, if we press Tab.
Tab, enable flexible web, checkbox checked.
Here, you can turn flexible web on and off. This is a useful quick tool to tell the difference when flexible web is running and when it's not. We want to create a new customization, and so I'll press Enter at this point.
Enter. How would you like to customize the page? Hide an element radio button checked. One of two.
We have two choices at this point. We can hide an element, or
start reading at an element radio button checked. Two of two.
By down arrowing, we could choose start reading at an element. What we want to do at this point is get rid of all of those frames that are not giving us any useful information, so we can either up or down arrow because the radio buttons wrap.
Hide an element radio button checked. One
back
of two.
To hide an element, and if we press enter, it will activate the default button, which is next. Now that we're in step two of the wizard, there's also a back button if you want to go back to the previous step.
Enter. Which of the following elements would you like to customize? List box frame advertisement. One of four.
Now, we asked which element we would like to customize, and we have four choices here. So we've put the virtual cursor in the frame that we want to customize, in this case that we want to hide. And so the list of items that Flexible Web is showing us now is based on what it can see about the web page where the virtual cursor currently is. We have four choices here. We heard the frame at the top there.
Div with ID equals add div. Div with ID equals adds div 0. Div with class equals top leader.
Okay, so you remember that what we wanted to do was to hide that frame, or as many of those frames as possible. And the very top choice was
home, frame advertisement.
Frame advertisement. So that's very clear. That is the one we want to customize. That's the frame we want to hide. We'll press enter.
Enter. Select a customization list box. Hide frame 1 from the top with text, advertisement, and with ID equals F5D83B1. 1 of 6.
Now we can choose the kind of customization that we want, and we have six choices here. So the first is to hide the first frame from the top, because when I invoked the flexible web, I was on the first of a number of frames. We can down arrow through our choices, because this is a list.
Hide all frames with text, advertisement. Hide frame 1 from the top.
You could hide the first frame from the top.
Hide frame 7 from the bottom.
Or the 7th from the bottom. There are a lot of frames on this page.
Hide all frames.
Okay, and this is the last option, hide all frames. Now, as we saw when we loaded that page, all of the frames on this very busy homepage had ads. And they created a lot of verbiage and clutter, and I just want to hide them all. So in this one option, I can hide all of the frames on the page. So I'm going to choose that. And if we tab now.
Tab, back button, tab, finish button.
We have a finish button because that's the last step in the wizard. I'm going to press enter and that will activate the finish button.
Enter. List.
What you just heard is a little sound that you'll become pretty familiar with in JAWS 14. That is a chime telling you that on the page that you're visiting right now, a flexible web rule has been applied to it so that you know that there is some customization occurring. Let's go to the top of the page with Control Home.
And Gadget.
And we'll press M to navigate by frame.
There are no frames on this page.
We can't. That's because Flexible Web has hidden all of those frames, so we've got rid of a lot of clutter right there.
So that was part of Jonathan's demo on Flexible Web from the August FSCast, but there are a lot more details, and the actual demos are a lot longer if you want to go back and listen to the entire thing to learn a little bit more about how to use Flexible Web for your particular situation.
Just from listening to the details of your podcast, and I would encourage people to do that, there is so much more to learn when you hear it from an expert and how they actually apply some of these tools.
I gather that using the flexible web capability can really enhance productivity.
Well, it's important, too, to think about the vocational context of a feature like this, too, because, of course, JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech, and we're always focusing on anything that we can do to help with these dire unemployment statistics. So you can imagine a situation where you're in a working environment where a lot of material is web-based now, maybe on an intranet, something like that. People have an internal website that they have to work with. So you can imagine that if you're talking to a customer or you're dealing with an internal client and you can set up flexible web so that as soon as you go to a particular website on this internal intranet, you can get to the information that you need right away, then it really is a productivity saver in the workplace as well.
We'll put links to FS Cast and those particular shows in our show notes, but maybe you can direct people to the overall page where people should go for the FS Cast if they want to get more of them.
What I would suggest is that people go to freedomscientific.com, our main homepage, and we always feature what is in the latest FS Cast right there on the homepage. So go to freedomscientific.com and then use your JAWS search function and search on the word FS Cast, all one word, and you'll find it there in a link to the FS Cast page. And it's kind of an interesting little tour down memory lane in some respects, because we've done 70-odd episodes of FS Cast since we started in December of 2006, and they're all still there. And it's not all geeky either. What we try to do is mix it up a bit. So we do, of course, talk about the new technology that we're working on that we come out with at Freedom Scientific, and that's great. But I think what's also important is to realize that we don't develop technology for technology's sake. We develop tools that empower people. And so we like to talk sometimes to the people who are using our technology to get things done, some very interesting things done. And, you know, we've talked to blind medical doctors. We talked recently to a significantly visually impaired oceanographer and talked about her work. And so there are a lot of great stories out there about people using Freedom Scientific products in a range of ways.
Now for this week's high-tech item, just in case the focus topic wasn't sufficiently high-tech for you. The high-tech item is, what else is new in JAWS 14? And there's lots of exciting new features.
So now in the September 2012 episode of FS Cast, you've also talked about a number of other new features in JAWS 14.
There's a long list here, but let me talk about a few. In Outlook 2003 and earlier, which I stuck with for a long time because of this, Microsoft used to render rich email in the Internet Explorer control. So it would come up like an HTML page on the web, and that was great. And then for security reasons, Microsoft made a change starting with Outlook 2007 where they would render rich web content in Word. They considered that more secure. Now, because of a lot of the tables that you see in email messages, it was a little bit more problematic to get information out of Outlook with those sorts of emails. You could go through a couple of steps to render this information in the virtual buffer, but it wasn't automatic. And what we've done now with new versions of Outlook is that there's an option which is enabled by default, which lets you see Outlook email in the virtual buffer. And so you see the tables as if they were on a web page, and you've got all your links there, and it's much more easy to navigate this kind of email than it was before. And this has been a huge hit with users who are working with Outlook every day on the job.
Well, speaking personally, I find that a tremendous feature. It used to be very frustrating to have to know there was a message contained in those email notes, and you'd have to expend several other keystrokes to open it up in a browser in order to read it accurately. So that's a nice feature.
The voices in JAWS 14 are also new. What's different about them?
With Vocalizer Direct in JAWS 14, what you have is very natural sounding voices, but they don't have the traditional, shall we say, trade-offs that you've come to expect with these sorts of voices. The price that you paid in the past for having more natural sounding voices was that there was a little bit of a responsiveness deficit. You had to put up with a little bit of latency. I think, honestly, on most systems today, you will find the RealSpeak Vocalizer Direct voices in JAWS 14 to be as snappy as Eloquence is. You can arrow around, you can type quickly, and those voices are keeping right up with you, and they sound fantastic. So if natural-sounding speech is what's most important to you, I think you'll be very impressed with what's in JAWS 14.
Yes, those high-quality speech synthesizers take up a lot of resources, and they used to be a little bit sluggish, but these were a lot more snappy in the new version.
Yeah, and we've made it easy. You can go to the JAWS Help menu and choose the web resources, and you'll find right on that menu a link to get to the Vocalizer Direct page, and you can sample the voices because we've got a wide range, in a wide range of languages too. And you can hear little clips of the voices, download the ones you want, and just install them. It's a really simple process. What I tend to do, I think because I've used Eloquence for a very long time, I've used Eloquence since Freedom Scientific introduced it So it's hard to break that habit. But I do find sometimes that I like being read to by a more natural synthesizer if I'm reading an ebook or something like that. And so there's nothing to stop you from doing that, from choosing the voice for a particular occasion. And you can set up voice profiles really easily so that you can switch between the voices that you want to use.
Yes, JAWS makes it very easy to switch back and forth between the various voices, which is nice.
And if you're interested in some of the technology behind the most up-to-date synthetic speech, we talked to Andrew Breen from Nuance in show 1308.
Now, the other feature you've actually had for some time, but frankly I haven't used, was the text analyzer. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, text analyzer is just a lifesaver in so many situations. I have to produce documents quite a bit that need to look visually acceptable. And I think most of us do. And even if we're hunting for a job right now, if we're not in employment, you know, it is so important that when we send a cover letter or a CV to a potential employer, that it looks okay, because you can only make a first impression once. And so Text Analyzer is a tool that makes sure that the text is presented in a way that looks visually attractive. For example, that you don't have any extraneous punctuation marks, there aren't any long strings of spaces. Now we've extended it to deal with fonts as well and other formatting. I mean, it is so easy to get caught up in the moment and you're writing away and you start bolding a little bit of text for emphasis. And then the phone rings or something like that. And you get back to your writing, but you forget that you started bolding the text. And a sighted person could just glance at the screen and see that the text is bolded. But when you're reviewing the document or when you're dealing with it in real time, that's your choice. You can use Text Analyzer either way. You can now get warned, hey, you started bolding some text, but you never stopped. And a whole bunch of things like that. So Text Analyzer can really rescue you from submitting something that doesn't look professional.
That is a real enabler for blind people to be able to clean up their documents, to catch things that wouldn't readily be apparent just using a speech synthesizer.
It's essential. And I think one of the things that I've grappled with a lot as a totally blind guy is just how much sighted people use these visual elements like changing fonts, bolding text, italicizing text for emphasis. And so if we want our writing to be accepted and credible, we've got to get familiar with that too and use it in a way that's safe. In other words, that we can have confidence in using a wider range of formatting, knowing that we have this tool here to make sure that we clean things up and that it's looking okay.
Which brings up the converse situation. So you talked about sighted people generating documents in which they use italics and bold and whatever for emphasis. JAWS for a long time has had the capability to let the blind reader know that this emphasis has been applied so that it's not lost on the blind reader, right?
That's right. And I think sometimes we tend to want to just have a read of the document and get the text out of it. And that's fine. But I think it is quite interesting to read other people's documents, people that you respect, people that you know have a handle on this, and sometimes have a look at the formatting. As you say, JAWS will tell you if you ask it to, when material is bolded, italicized, underlined, when there are different heading styles used. And knowing that is actually quite useful because it gives you an idea of how other people are using formatting. And when you're a totally blind person, it's something that you have to sit down and learn and consciously absorb and think about.
Wow, this is great. Is there anything else new in JAWS 14 that we haven't covered yet?
Well, we mustn't go past Windows 8 support, of course. Windows 8 is out. It's a somewhat controversial offering, I suppose you'd have to say, from Microsoft. Some people really like it. Other people are taking a while to warm up to it. But I think what we've succeeded in doing is really making the learning curve a lot less steep than it is for even some sighted people. Because if you're a JAWS user and you're running Windows 8, really what you find is that you can tap the Windows key and the start screen will pop up. And visually, to a sighted person, this looks very different because you've got the tiles. It's kind of like your smartphone when you press the home key or the start key, whatever it's called, and you get these tiles on the screen. But for a keyboard user and a JAWS user, when you press that Windows key, you can still type the name of the app that you want to launch just like you could in Windows 7. So if I want to launch Internet Explorer, I can press the Windows key and type Internet, and it will come back with a match of Internet Explorer, and on we go. So Windows 8 support, we worked with the team at Microsoft on this so that we could provide Windows 8 access on the day that Windows 8 was launched.
So, Jonathan, are there any other features that you want to mention before we run out of time here?
One of the things I do want to emphasize is that the JAWS find command will now work with convenient OCR. And I want to mention convenient OCR because I think it's like flexible web, one of those breakthrough moments in screen reading. You get situations, sometimes you go onto a web page. I had this actually with a carrier, a cell carrier of all things. They fixed it now. But when convenient OCR came out in JAWS 13, I went to a carrier that I was looking at switching my cell service to, and their pricing plans was this big graphic on the screen. There were no textual elements. And any other screen reader and any other screen reader prior to JAWS 13, I just couldn't work with this. But with the convenient OCR, I was able to highlight the graphic and use this to give me the pricing plans, and it read it flawlessly. Similarly, the graphical menus on DVDs, for example. I've got four kids, and they love their DVDs and their Blu-ray discs. You can put a DVD in your computer and use the convenient OCR, and in many cases, you will be able to move through the menu. So one of the things we've done in JAWS 14 to improve on this is that now when a screen is up that has convenient OCR content, if you search for a particular string of text, then JAWS can locate that in the scanned material. So that's another big breakthrough for us.
This is really exciting. You know, all I know about JAWS is that Pete uses it and he loves it, and I can start it and stop it. But talking to you and hearing about all these new features, it really brings out why he loves it so much.
I've been a JAWS user for a long time before I worked for Freedom Scientific, and I just think it's such a powerful product. I certainly wouldn't be able to do the things that I do as efficiently without it. And the really cool thing is we're already hard at work on JAWS 15, and there are some really great features in there.
Well, stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jonathan.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And I want to remind our listeners that in the September 2012 version of FSCast, there are some demos of some of these specific new features in a lot of detail.
As usual, if you missed any of the links, they'll all be in the show notes, which you can find at our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. That's it for show number 1316. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Rodney Rowe, a blind potter and retired pathologist.
Rodney has an interesting story to tell us in how he suddenly went blind later in life and how he dealt with that.
If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.